Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Cliff Inico is here too, ladies and gentlemen, because he's got some important things to talk to us about. Cliff is an attorney, but we love him anyway. He specializes in legal and tax issues for small businesses. That's you and me, folks. He's many of you know him through eBay. In fact, you probably know him as an instructor at eBay University. He's also is one of the hosts at on PBS's show Money Hunt. And his new book is out. It's called The eBay Seller's Tax and Legal Answer Book. And he's our new friend. Cliff, welcome to the show.
Jim, it's always a pleasure to be a new friend. Thank you.
It's good to have you here, and it's especially talking about the things that you talk about, and I know you're going to be a great resource for us. Cliff, eBay is a phenomenon. There's no way to explain it any other way. I mean, one of the things I love to contemplate is the marketplace, mm-hmm. and eBay has created, you know, it didn't create cyberspace, but it did create a marketplace in cyberspace. Mm-hmm. And even though there are others out there, there is no marketplace in cyberspace like eBay.
You better believe it, Jim. eBay, not too long, last year, registered its 200 millionth registered user.
Wow.
You think about that. That means if eBay were a country, it would be the fifth largest country in the world,
mm-hmm.
which is just amazing. And obviously,
That's like two-thirds of all Americans.
Exactly. That's about it. And what is it? Over 100,000, was it close to a million people in America alone are making a full-time or part-time living selling on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
And the vast majority of those people haven't a clue that when they start selling on eBay, there are legal and tax responsibilities that you have.
Ladies and gentlemen, take a dollar bill out of your pocket and look at it. Anytime you hand that money to someone else or they hand it to you, that is probably a taxable event, whether you're
pretty
on
much.
eBay or otherwise.
In most cases, it probably will be. A lot of people think, Jim, that cyberspace is this alternative parallel universe where there
it's
are
like,
no laws and
yeah,
no taxes.
It's like Bizarro World, right?
Yeah, kind of like that. And it isn't. And, you know, unfortunately, the world is waking up now. The IRS, the government, state governments, mm-hmm. they're all strapped for cash right now, and they're waking up, and they're all looking at e-commerce, and they're saying, geez, how can we get more tax revenue out of these people? We're losing billions of dollars because of this.
The states have been doing this now for some time. We've reported on this for several years. The states started seeing their tax revenues being eroded by online selling.
Right.
And so, and as you know, they've been trying to pass an e-commerce sales tax law.
Yeah, that's right. It's called the Streamlined Sales Tax Project. And, Jim, whenever you hear government come up with something with the word streamlined in it, you know it's going to be anything but.
Gird your loins, ladies and gentlemen, when they get that, because you're in big trouble.
Yeah. And it's,
exactly
by the way,
right.
That bill is probably going to pass in the current legislative session. So it's something that everybody needs to pay attention to.
Well, yeah. We've been pointing this out, and I've been advocating against it only because of the way it was structured. It was going to create thousands of taxable, requirements. I mean, it was going to be a nightmare. It's going to be a nightmare for small business.
It is going to be.
It could almost shut down cyberspace. I mean, e-commerce.
If it's not done right, I agree with you entirely. There are over 7,500 sales tax jurisdictions mm-hmm. in the United States alone. Add to that all the VAT stuff in foreign countries, and
right.
it's a mess. There's no way that little mom-and-pop businesses can keep track of all that. It's physically
mm-hmm.
impossible. So whatever they do, they have to make it easy. If they make it easy, that's one thing. But knowing government, it's not likely to happen.
Well, that's exactly right, because, number one, there's one fundamental principle here, and that is the fact that you can count on the government to have no clue as to how the marketplace works.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, you know, you got to assume that they could actually construct something that would work. I mean, if you like Social Security, you know, and all the other crazy things, and the Veterans Administration, if you like that, you're going to love being taxed online.
Oh, absolutely. Although, you know, it's funny. These things also create opportunities for entrepreneurs. Here's a formula, Jim. If any of your listeners really wants to get rich, and I mean billionaire, Forbes 400, Bill Gates, rich.
Wait a minute. Let me get a pen here. Just a minute.
Okay, this is it. This is Cliff Anacostia. It's almost a guarantee. I don't know. I'm a lawyer. I never guarantee anything, but this is as close as I get in the real world. Start working now on a software product, a database product that will help people selling online to comply with the sales tax laws. A central point where you can tell them exactly to the penny what the sales tax is in any jurisdiction on any product or service, collect it, and handle the remittance for them. If you set up
and all that for $29.95 a month.
Well, I'm not so sure for $29.95, but the company that comes up with the product for that, the solution for that problem, is going to be a very wealthy company indeed.
Well, but it may not be $29, but it's got to be. It has to be some kind of an ASP, some kind of an application service provider.
Yeah.
But you're exactly right. I think you're exactly right, Cliff. Okay, so what are some of the things that small business owners, people who are selling on eBay, what are some of the things they need to be paying attention to?
Okay, well, let's begin with at the beginning. A lot of people think of their eBay selling as a hobby, and so they think, oh, it's a hobby, I don't have to pay taxes. But that's not right. If you are making money, if you are selling stuff on eBay or anywhere else online, and you are making a profit, you're selling the stuff for more than what you paid for it, the IRS does not care whether it's a hobby or a business. You are required to report that profit as income and pay taxes on it. It's only when you're losing money that there's a difference between having a hobby and having a business. So that's number one. Doesn't matter. If you're making money, you got to keep track of what you paid for stuff. But if you're making money on selling stuff on eBay, if you're making a profit, that is income and you have to report it.
Right.
That's number
now,
one.
If you're losing money, like you have expenses that you can put against your, and maybe depreciation, that kind of thing, against your income, mm-hmm. then that's an issue too, isn't it?
That's when having a hobby or a business becomes significant. If you have a business, you can deduct all your expenses as ordinary and necessary business expenses by filing Schedule C. And if you have a loss at the end of the year, if you lost money selling on eBay, you can carry that loss forward. You can apply that against your other income, your income from your day job, for example. And if you can't use it all, you can carry, the IRS lets you carry it forward 15 years into the future. Mm-hmm. It's a marvelous thing. If you treat your eBay selling as a hobby, you have what they call, you cannot deduct your expenses, and you have a hobby loss, which is generally worthless.
Exactly. Stand by, Cliff Inico, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. He is the author of the eBay Seller's Tax and Legal Answer Book. He and I will be right back with some more really good stuff about doing business on eBay and settling up with the government. 20 after. Stay with us. Back is 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our new friend Cliff Inico. Soon to be old friend, Cliff is. You know, Cliff, we find really good people like you. We're sort of like the Hotel California. Oh. You can check out anytime you want, but you can never leave.
So well, it's my pleasure.
We're glad to have you here. Give us your website, please.
Okay. Well, I have a couple. The one that's the best is cliffenico.com. That's CLIFFENNICO.com. You'll probably learn more about me than probably I want you to know. But it's a good site.
And the book is available where?
Oh, anywhere books are sold, anywhere on the web. It's called the eBay Seller's Tax and Legal Answer Book. It's really the first comprehensive legal and tax guide for people that are selling on eBay. I really tried to do the perfect book the first time around.
Well, I think you may have. Let's talk to us about some of the legal things that we need to pay attention to. You know, this is another thing. People think buying and selling on eBay is like being a consumer.
Yeah.
Of course, buying on eBay is like being a consumer. Selling on eBay is not like being a consumer, folks. It's like being a business, and there are certain obligations, isn't there?
Well, exactly. I always tell people, when you're selling on eBay, you are a retailer. and you are subject to every law, regulation, tax that retailers in your state are subject to. There's no exception for cyberspace. So, for example, if you do a description, this happens all the time on eBay. People are selling something on eBay, and they're too lazy to write their own descriptions, so they go online, they check other auctions, and they cut and paste somebody else's description and put it on their auction page describing the item that they have for sale. The buyer gets the item, realizes that it's not the same thing as what was advertised, and wants to do, and goes negative. Believe it or not, in that situation, you are at fault. You have committed, you have made what was called a breach of warranty.
Right.
You promised the customer one thing and you delivered something else.
You misrepresented it.
You misrepresented it, even though it was done innocently and without the intention of hurting anyone, because you were lazy. That happens
a lot.
Now,
I have seen those whenever I've gone to eBay and I've seen things like that. The seller has actually said, not an exact photo of the product you're buying or something like that.
Something like that. And
they were just giving me, they were just showing me that this is the kind of product
right,
I'm buying.
But not the actual one.
Mm-hmm.
Which is great if you're selling 100 perfectly identical laptops. That's fine. I mean, there's no law that says you have to take 100 photos of each one. I mean, but you have to make that disclosure. Communication can solve a lot of problems with your buyers on eBay. You know, when I was selling on eBay more actively than I am today, I used to answer every email that came in. You know, let people know what's going on, but you got to be careful about that too. Remember, eBay is all about auctions. Let's say, for example, a buyer emails you with a really good question, something you didn't think about. You research it, you answer it. There's one more thing you have to do. You have to post it on your auction page and let everybody who's bidding on this item see the answer to that question. Because if you don't, believe it or not, that's a form of auction fraud. You are favoring one bidder over another. You're playing favorites, and you can't do that. That's actually a form of auction fraud in most states that I'm aware of. So that's another thing that I talk about in my book. Another big thing, which is a hot issue at eBay right now, is the whole area of trademark infringement. You get a handbag, you put it up on eBay, and you say, I really don't know what this is, but it kind of looks like a Gucci handbag.
Right.
Right. Believe it or not, as innocent as that may sound, that gets you in trouble. Because the Gucci
you're
people...
You're leading people, aren't you?
You are kind of, in some ways. The Gucci people troll eBay looking for places where are selling knockoff handbags and claiming them to be Gucci's, and that search engine, that spider, will pick up your auction page, even though what you did was totally innocent. You weren't saying this is a real Gucci handbag
right.
in the first place.
And
so
you don't want the Gucci Guidos to come see you either, by the way, folks.
That is for sure. That's it. We know a guy who knows a guy who knows
that's
a
right.
guy who knows a guy. Because that's one thing about eBay. I mean, eBay is not afraid of being sued by people like you and me, but they are paranoid about being sued by the Gucci's and Tiffany's of this world. So if those companies call up eBay and say, hey, there's bad stuff going on your site, eBay will shut people down. They want to avoid the liability, and you can't blame them.
What about incorporating? I did a textual deal yesterday with Slate.com, and I was answering a bunch of small business questions, and somebody asked the question, if I'm doing business on eBay, should I incorporate? What is your answer to that?
Okay, the answer is it depends. The vast majority of eBay sellers are sole proprietors or mom-and-pop partnerships, you know, college roommates, husband and wife, that kind of thing. Generally speaking, it depends on the stuff you're selling and what kind of tax advantages you want to have. So, for example, if you are selling, here's the rule. If you are selling stuff on eBay that could injure somebody if it's abused, then I would err on the side of incorporation because sooner or later, so for example, if you're selling antique cars on eBay Motors, and you know they don't work as well as they should, sooner or later someone's going to get hurt and they're going to sue you. Having a corporation or other legal entity would probably be a good idea in that case.
Provide you with the liability corporate veil.
Yeah, exactly. But if you're selling bobblehead dolls on eBay for $10 a piece, I mean, if one arrives broken, what are you going to do? You're either going to replace it or give the guy his money back.
Right,
there's not going to be a lawsuit over that.
Well, you'd be happy to know that that's almost exactly what I told him. But I did tell him that I'm not an attorney, but I did sleep in the Holiday Inn Express last night. Hey, give us that website again, please.
Okay, that's cliffenico.com, CLIFFENNICO.com.
And the book is called The eBay Seller's Tax and Legal Answer Book. Folks, there's an echo in here. Hey, Cliff, will you come back another day?
Anytime, man.
We've got a lot more good stuff to talk about. Good book. Congratulations. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jim.
Cliff Enico, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back, I promise. Quick break. Right back with Ted Fishman. We're going to talk about China. Stay with us.
You never want to quit. No, no. After you've had it, you're in an awful fix.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.